Blog Talk Radio.
Never know when we would start getting recorded. Hi, everybody. This is Tree, and I got my co-host on here, Di. She's actually driving and talking on the radio. It's definitely a darn new age here, right, Di, where we can talk on the radio.
That's right.
Work from home, driving the beautiful mountains of Colorado, which I'm going to be seeing in a few months running. So
there you go.
I'm excited. I'm excited. And I got to tell you, I wanted to let you know this because you said I could come and stay with you when I was doing the bike thing. I found out I got to qualify for it. I was like, oh, man. So there's one in June that I got to do. It's an easier one, but it will qualify me for the one in August. So I'm asking you on the air, can I come in June and August to stay with you for a little bit and not
sure.
A few days? I never stay anywhere very long. So, but, yeah, that would be good. So I'm excited about it. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I know
you're excited about that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Lots of people love to run. I'm just not one of them.
I hear you. Yeah. Hey, listen, you just moved in with your guy, and you guys got your house to get decorated and all this kind of stuff. And how are you guys doing? You guys getting it done?
We're working. You know, it's a slow process, you know, with moving and unpacking always. You wish you could just, you know, wave the magic wand and have everything settled in its place. So, it always takes longer than you want it to, but we'll get there. But I love the place and love being with Kim, you know, so it'll get there.
It's a process. I get you. You know, that's what we're talking about today is the romance in your relationship and how the romance angels can help you. And I don't know if you worked with your romance angels because you did so much work on yourself to get to the place where you are now to enjoy the relationship that you have. And so let me ask you a question. Did you work with the romance angels? Because you and I did so much work together, and but I don't remember. I think you've worked with...
That was one thing that just never worked for me. I don't know why, but I have very virtuous taste, you know. I mean, I was strict. But that was one of those things that I think some people it just worked better for. With me, I always worked with Archangel Samuel. You know, that was kind of my own personal romance angel. So that
I got you.
I said I had one specific angel that I looked to for help with love. And so but I know a lot of people have great luck, and they're just asking a romance angel for guys, meditating on them, and, you know, I wanted to be able to do it, but I just feel connected. I think you really have to feel that connection. I don't know.
You felt more connected to Archangel Samuel, which brings me up to a good point. There's always someone there or a higher energy that you can work with. And I had someone text me the other day who listened to one of her shows, and she goes, I'm a born-again Christian. I go to Jesus. Hey, man, that's cool. You go to whoever you work with, right? There's no right or wrong way here. And then I'm like, why are you listening to my show if it offends you? That's what I'm, you know, thinking. She was funny. And she goes, but I do enjoy it. And then she went through what she enjoyed. So you can go to Jesus. You can go to God. You can go to Archangel Samuel. Sometimes what I like to say is if people say, well, why don't you just go directly to whoever? And I go, well, you can. But sometimes I think God's vibration is super high and always listens. I always think the ascended masters are, but the angels work with humans. And sometimes we can feel more connected to them and what they're saying to us, you know, and feel that and actually see them, you know. So, and they're, I always think the angels are like the arms of God. And he put them there for us, you know, and to enjoy, to help us and those kind of things. But you work with Samuel. I work with who's ever on duty. Like any light worker that's on duty is what I always say. But
well, I'm gonna say that one thing I have to say, I think the reason that I did not feel I could connect with romance angels was because I was using Doreen Virtue Tape. And the way she described them to me, they sound like little fairies. And it's very mystical, and it's just not me, you know.
You're more logic.
Around. And, you know, right, more logic. And so are you, honestly. You don't do the mystical stuff. We always teach you. You're not the Christful unicorn, black psychic, you know, because you're real. And I think that
I got you. Di, you're going out on me, in and out, sweetheart. So if I lose you, she's going to come back. I was like, Di, you there? Okay, so Di will come back because I know she was going through, you know, she's in the mountains. And so here's the deal. Well, she'll be back in just a second. But I want to talk about the romance angels because I think they're amazing and wonderful. And you can really work with them. And let's talk about how you can work with them and how they come to you and what you can say and what you can do with them. Usually, let me give you a story first, okay? So, because she was saying that, you know, the mystical, they are very mystical, and they usually travel in threes. Here is this guy right here. Okay. We lost Jeff. You're back. Hey, I'm
glad
you're back.
Yeah, I was afraid I might hit a dead dog
coming down. That's so good. Anyway, I was just telling you, coming down the mountain. She'll be coming down the mountain when she comes. Remember that when we were in elementary school?
Right.
Old nursery rhyme. Anyway.
My grandma used to sing it.
Okay, well, thanks, Di. I'm feeling really old now. I'm just kidding.
No.
So,
I know,
too,
though, but I remember that from her.
There you go. I remember from my mom, actually. So when I was talking about the romance angels, and yes, they are very mystical. They travel in threes. And what I do a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I'll get, maybe this will work for them or this will work for them, or the angels will say, do this, do this. And have I worked with them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a couple of times. Let me share this story with you. You guys will love this. I had a client who was from the Middle East, and character. And first of all, he calls to work with me, which I found amusing because, you know, their culture is different in the way they view women, you know, and he says, I'd like to talk to you and I need your help, right? So, you know, I was like, sure. And he had got my name from someone. And so I'm talking to him and we're sitting down and having a cup of coffee and or whatever. And he says to me, he goes, my girlfriend left me. And he goes, I miss her like crazy, and I really want to have her back in my life. Is there any way possible that you see her coming back? All of a sudden, I saw this message saying, tell him to work, or ask, not tell him, never tell, ask him to work with the romance angels. And I was like, okay. So, I told him, I said, there are romance angels that you can work with and that will help you with your relationship. And he says, okay. So what it is, I created a meditation for him, you know, working with the romance angels. And so I didn't hear from him for a week or so. And then he called me. He said, listen, he goes, I'm in my bedroom. And he said, now you got to understand, it's a Middle Eastern guy, very traditional mm-hmm. in certain ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I was like, okay. You know, we're talking how it doesn't fit. You know, definitely didn't fit him. And he said, all of a sudden, I saw three little angels. They looked like little children in my room. And he said they were flying above me, and they had pink. And he goes, pink and blue, and there was another color I don't remember now. And he goes, and he said, and they sprinkled that dust all over me. He goes, and he's looking at me with this intense stare. I was like, yeah, and what am I supposed to say, right?
And
yeah. And did they, were they saying, come to the Copacabana and dressed in drag? I'm just kidding. anyway. Right? Wear your gloves. He told me that she was going to come back. Well, take it 3 months later, and he calls me again. He said, my girlfriend just came back to me. And I was like, okay. I said, how many times did you work with that, you know, that meditation? He goes, I worked with a lot. And he goes, I found other meditations. And now he does spiritual work himself. He doesn't really practice being a Muslim in the religious sense. He, you know, and culturally, just, you know, like a lot of other religions, culturally he is who he is. But he's softened up, has a girl, and they got married. And, you know, and now they're, I think they're getting ready to have their first baby, he told me. So I check in every once in a while. He'll call me. But he does spiritual work now. So isn't that cool? So, I think that's amazing. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
So
please, go ahead.
The fairies work for him. The fairies work for him. They
didn't
work for me.
Romance angels die.
I remember that. I'm laying on the couch, and I took this meditation tape, and I'm closing my eyes, and I'm trying to concentrate, and I put a one, it's, you know, right over your shoulder, and it's blue, and it's, I mean, and I think it just didn't work for me because of that, you know, so I'm glad to hear that it does, that for your
it,
friend
it was
there,
funny
you know?
For
yeah.
Yeah, well, it's really about each to his own, and you find one that works for you. But
right.
there are one or three that comes to you. Have I worked with them? Yeah, I have. Here's what I really feel about the romance angels. I feel they're very light and airy, and I was going through a really challenging time back probably in 2007 or 8. We all go through challenging times. And I got this message, work with the romance angels. So I did. The guy came back into my life and then he left again, which was typically what he did. You know, have you ever dated a guy that came and went?
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Rips your heart out. And so I said, should I work with the romance angels again? No, I needed to do something different. Have I worked with them? Yes, I have. But I'm going to say this. Working with the romance angels, and as you're doing it, they're very light and airy, and their energy feels like a feather and childlike, I think. But the work that they can do for you really does, it's good, and it can work, okay? Because it addresses, they can work on things like, and Archangel Shamuel can do the same thing. I'm just giving you another avenue anybody can use.
Right. The guided meditation. You know, that's why I think it's great if it works for them, because there's so many tapes about romancing, So if it works for people, that would be much easier, to be able to put in a tape and have somebody walk me through a guided meditation. I love that. I wish that I had connected with it, But if it works for people, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So you got to pick which one works for you. I always say try them all, at some point in time. Work with them all. Mm-hmm. I know your favorite is Archangel Shamuel. I really like working with the causal plane, and that's where the highest beings are. I also like working with Archangel Raphael. And, there's always an angel there for you. But the three romance angels that you can work with, and as I said, they travel usually in three. Sometimes you only will see one. I've created a meditation for people to, if they want to work with the romance angels, just give me, you can access, go email me, Teree@angelcoaches.org, Teree at angelcoaches.org, or you can give me a call at 954-636-9401. And like I said, this is only a piece. And you guys, I want to share this with you. It's important, I think, to do a guided meditation, especially when you start working with the angels. I know you just said it, whether it's Shamuel, whether it's Angus, which is the twin soul one, Archangel Haniel, the romance angels, do a guided meditation, because then it's going to help train your mind to be able to focus, right? I know for you, Shamuel has really been helpful for you to clean out the old stuff, old records, and bring in the new guy. And, And why do you like a guided meditation? Your own experience with that? So just really, because I want to hear.
I love those when you can just put on a tape, because, there's a lot of us who just have a really difficult time turning our mind off. And, we say, I'm gonna meditate. I'm gonna learn to meditate better. And you lay down and you're trying to concentrate on your angels, your guides, whoever you're trying to connect with. And you're sitting there in the back of your mind, you're going, I need to put that other load of laundry in. And, let me connect with my guide. And, I forgot. I left the water running outside. I mean, it's like your mind won't shut off. But when you have a tape of somebody talking through it, it helps you concentrate and focus on that. So I think they're awesome. I love guided meditation tapes. And so, I'd love it if there were more of them where there was something just like directed just at Shamuel or Raphael or whoever. And there probably are. Then I just haven't seen them.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I've obviously seen those from different people, different mediums. I mean, everybody, you're probably the only one who doesn't have a guided meditation tape out there, Teree, and you should really do one.
I just created a Romance Angels and a Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel meditation, because I think people, especially if you're going through really tough times in your relationship, your romance. And this is a message I got, okay? So you work with whoever you choose to work with, and you can email me or call me and say, Teree, I want this, this, or this, because they all work. And you'll know in your gut which one appeals to you. But the most important thing is the meditations are set up not only to bring the best and possible choice to you, But, you know, your intention is the most important thing, whatever you use, whatever romance angel. I'd like to have the love of my life, or I'd like to have this love of my life back, or I'd like this guy or this girl to love me, and that's important, you know, too. But the most important thing is to really, really love yourself, right? And I sound like a Hallmark card, but darn it, that is so, so key there. And then one of the things you ask yourself is if you're having challenges in a relationship, okay, or you're breaking up in a relationship, or you just broke up, or you want to break up, one of the things you ask yourself is, okay, let me look. There's a great question here. What is every other relationship in my life like? Okay? And then go three relationships past, okay? What are the past three relationships that I've had with, you know, with lovers, mates, whatever you want to call, husband, wives, whatever they are? What were they like? And I'm going to promise you, you're going to find some answers about yourself, right? And that's a question that you look at and answer those questions on a piece of paper, okay, or at least in your head. What were my past three relationships like? Why didn't they work? And look at your own behavior before you start looking at his or hers. And then you ask yourself, okay, you know, I want to work with Archangel Shemuel. I want to work with a romance angel. Be clear on what your stuff is before you start going in and saying, bring that guy back, bring that girl back. You know what I mean? Maybe instead when you go in and you work with this guided meditation, help me heal this in my own life so I can be the best I can for this person. And I promise you it will work out better. I know that you did a lot of that. I've done a lot of it myself. I have real issues with in the past with commitment, right? You know what I mean? You know, so talk to me. Tell me about you. How did you overcome your stuff? Did you figure that out yourself? You know, you can call in them all, but you've got to figure your stuff out first because it won't work unless you do.
Well, are you going to keep having that same failed relationship over and over and over with different people, but it's going to be the same issue, you know, underlying. And it's true. It's so true. You know, you meet different people and you think, this one is so different from my last partner. You know, I'm not going to have the same issues because you're always finger pointing. You know, you are always finger pointing. Oh, everything that went wrong with the last relationship was all the other guy's fault. And this new love is so different. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, you're having the same struggle with the new person that you had with the last person. And you realize, okay, their personality might be different, but you have the same issue with them, and it's really with yourself. It's within yourself. And so until you really tackle yourself and look at, you know, open yourself up and look at the ugly stuff in there, because we all have some ugly stuff in there. And sometimes we don't even realize, you know, the old stuff, you know, stuff. Yeah. Because you're just going to, if you don't heal that in yourself, you'll just keep finding new and different partners who will make that issue surface in you so that you have to keep working on that, because that's what God does. You know, he's going to keep throwing that sparring partner out there for us to keep working on that issue until we finally get it rectified with ourselves. So that is so true, you know. And nobody wants to do the inner work. Everyone wants to say, oh, I just want my great love right now, because it's always finger pointing. You know, it's always everything would have worked out with the last guy if he had done this, you know, or if she had done that. We never look at ourselves and say, you know what, I own that. I own that relationship. So, and that, I think the meditations really do help with that. I think they lighten you up too. They put you in a positive frame of mind, so you're not focused on angry bitterness from your ex, which people do, you know. I think that really helps too, because it just kind of gets you in a positive, optimistic frame of mind, and that will help you attract something positive and optimistic.
I agree with you on that too as well. But the way that I've done the meditations with Shemuel or whoever I have, you know, I put that in there, asking these questions and then looking at it and working with the angel that you're working with so that you can heal it and they can help you heal, right? Because it's not about you just sitting there on your fat rear or skinny rear or whatever rear size you have saying, hey, do the work for me, because they're going to work with you. But you gotta look at it, and you gotta choose it. So two questions that I think that before you do anything, is take these two questions on in your heart, in your mind and say, okay, what were my last three relationships? And if you not only have it one, maybe the last one, what was the issues there? And, you know, and you'll see there the only constant usually if there's more than one is you. And that he or she may have had problems, right? But you attracted that to look at something in your own life. I'm going to promise you. I know this without a shadow of a doubt. And then the other thing is look at your relationships in with other people in your life, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousins, your closest friends, your coworkers, all of those things. What kind of relationship do you have with them? Okay, and when you do have issues, what kind of issues are they? Okay, and that's going to give you some real insight about who you are. And there's so much good to all of us, right? Because how can we not be? Look who our creator is and look who we're connected to. But one of those two questions are real key there. And that's what I've put in the meditations because, man, I want people to not only have the guy or the girl or whoever they want, but also have the guy or the girl and be extremely happy and enjoy them and come from a place of desire rather than lack and have great hours and days of happiness rather than a couple of moments here or there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, yeah. So I think those are key things right there to remember. So I'm going to recap this and make a couple announcements and let everybody go and enjoy their Sunday. The thing with the romance angels, there's three. Usually they come in threes. You have them. And whether they're on your shoulder, whether they're up in the air singing Yankee Doodle Dandy, whatever they are doing, they're there for you. Archangel Samuel, Angus, Twin Flame, Twin Soul, all of those are there for you as well. But the most key thing is it's your intention not to just have that guy back or that girl back and you're desiring or you're crying because you don't have them. The key thing is I would like to have the love of my life and come from a place of desire and prepare me to have that love in whatever way I need and show me the things I need to look at within myself. Because when you heal yourself, then you're going to attract that same great qualities in another person, you know, that you're experiencing yourself by healing yourself. So, and that's a cool thing. It doesn't get much sweeter than that. And I think we all need to remember that. And ask whoever you want. You know, Jesus, God, Buddha, whoever's on duty. That's always, I'm there.
Yeah.
and I know that, you know, I know where you started out, you, because I know there are people that will download this later. You didn't have the love of your life, and it took you time. And I remember you being crying because you were in a really abusive, emotionally abusive relationship, and it was so abusive, Diane. Most people don't know that about you, but I do. And look at you now. You got this great relationship. You guys just went to Belize and came back, and now moving in together and gonna get married one day. So that's a sweet thing. And I'm happy to be part of that. But you and I worked together, I know, for a while, and I know you told me, you said, Tari, if I can have it, anybody can, right? So
for sure.
It's a good thing. You know, yeah. Now you're up in the mountains, going to be able to write your books and all those kind of things. And you got a great guy.
Yeah.
And you visualized him before you got him, right, didn't you? Somebody asked me about that the other day. They heard your show.
I had kind of a fuzzy image of him, but he definitely looked like in the image I had in my head. Because I kept asking my angels to show me the man of my dreams that I was going to be with, you know. And, you know, when I got this glimpse in my mind's eye of this guy, I didn't know anybody that looked like him, you know, that resembled him. Because I was, of course, trying to fit old boyfriends or current boyfriends into that image. And I'm like, wow, this guy doesn't look like this guy. Doesn't look like that guy that I just met, you know.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Well, I know. You got a great guy. And when I grow up, I want to be just like you. So it's all good.
You're so fun.
Well, we're writing a new book, Di and I are, and she's a great writer. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me? That's by she and I. And then Di's got the best one, I think, that you've written, in my opinion, for that. Facebook one. Share everybody with the two books that you've got out there.
That
so
besides the greatest passive-aggressive weapon ever, which everybody understands, social media, you know. But it's really a self-help book about, you know, dealing with passive and our addiction to it and getting yourself unaddicted to passive-aggressive people because they hurt you. But it's like that, you know, wound that you keep itching. It's like you have to keep getting hurt until you finally learn how to walk away from it. Of course, my book, The Return of Mikey, is about my son. We got a few out there.
Well, she was nominated Most Inspirational Writer for 2012, I think, or 2013, I don't remember. So she won an award for that, for The Return of Mikey. And so our book, if you mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me, is wonderful. It's got all the prayers, the mantras, and it's also got chapters and real true life stories, true stories that have happened, and what they mean and what they say, and how these people overcame great obstacles to have great love. And usually the biggest obstacle is our self and our stuff, really, you know. And I think that's key there. I know for me it has been. I'll share this. I'm going to close the call with one last story. I have a client / friend. She is a sweetheart. I told you a story about a guy. Now I'm going to share a story about a girl. And she wanted love, and I thought, there is no way in hell she's going to be able to get this guy. And anyway, long story short, she wanted to marry this guy. He was a millionaire, and she had met him in high school and had carried this torch for him. And I said, there's no way you're going to be able to find him and reach out to him. She goes, well, I'm working with the romance angels. I'm working with Angus. I'm working with Shemuel. I'm working with God. I'm working with Jesus. And she goes, and most of all, I'm working on myself. I'm like, I love that, right? Anyway, so 6 months later, she's with a guy. A year later, they're married. And a year and a half later, they're traveling the world together, kind of like you and John. So, and she works on herself continuously. That's who she says. And she has a big foundation for kids now that, you know, she and her husband are doing together. And so she says, working on yourself is key. Working with all the angels is another key. And most of all, enjoying your relationship is a big key. So I was like, wow, cool. Angelcoaches.org. Go to our site if you want to see what we have available for you. We've got new angel coaches. We've got new stuff coming on. We've got great books people have written. I know that Carrie has written a book about kids and how to work with them with pendulums and also adults. And now she's writing a book about it, has that available too. It'll be up online very soon. And you've got Di and I's book and other books coming online. And if you want a reading, an angel reading, to find out who's working with you or what they have to say about your challenges in your relationship, give me a call or send me an email. Facebook.com/angelcoaches is also another way to get in touch with me or Di. And you could just, put when you're there, like our page. And then see what else. I think that's all. Our next show is scheduled for Tuesday night at 8:30, and it's all about manifesting with the angels. Okay, everybody, take care. Namaste, and have a great now. Bye, Di. Enjoy your day, too.
Thanks. Bye.